She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash ganglands comes the friend of the unfortunate, enemy of criminals, a mysterious, all-powerful character. A problem to the police, but a crusader of law. In reality, Madison Standish, a rookie patrolwoman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none, of being the Pink Beetle.
Suspected by none, right? All these episodes, and you had no idea I was a superhero.
As the Pink Beetle, Madison hides behind the strange mask in a suit of impenetrable pink chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
And I look smoking hot in it.
Today's episode of the Pink Beetle is entitled The Sea Serpent. Rumors have reached the city that a sea serpent has been ravaging the nearby coast. Already several bodies have been washed ashore, each bearing the mark of a serpent's fangs. What is behind these rumors? Are they true? As our story opens, Dr. Franz is listening to the radio while dusting the shelves of his little apothecary shop and awaiting the usual morning call of his young friend, patrolwoman Madison Standish, who, in secret, is really the Pink Beetle.
You're not buying it? Okay, fine. Come along and listen then. I'll prove it. Morning, Doc.
Oh, hello, Madison.
Hey, you don't usually play music in here. Are you streaming Spotify? OMG, I have an amazing playlist. It's all Taylor Swift, but I take you on a personal journey through her eras based on my favorite shades of eyeshadow.
No, Madison, that's just the radio. I merely thought I'd like to have a little music once in a while. The customers also like to get the baseball scores and the news.
The news? Is this an apothecary shop or a CVS?
I've told you before, an apothecary shop is not an occult bookstore.
Yeah, no, because every drugstore has a lab in the back for the pharmacist to do experiments.
Regardless,
That's why it takes them so long to fill out prescriptions. They aren't just counting out a couple of pills into a bottle. They gotta wait for demon spirits to be summoned.
You know you don't have to keep coming to my apothecary shop. I'm sure there are plenty of other places you could frequent.
Not until they invent Sephora.
Perhaps there are other people with whom you could occupy your time.
Face it, Doc. You're the only person who knows my true identity. Do you know how hard it is to find someone who will let you be your authentic self?
Lucky me.
We got a real Marty McFly, Doc Brown thing going here. Has anyone actually examined their relationship? I mean, a teenager hanging out with some old dude? Is Marty seeking a father figure? And if he is, will his changing the past and making his dad cool ultimately unravel his relationship with Doc?
Again, I have no idea who this Doc Brown is.
Right, because this is 1940, and he won't be in full swing until 1955. OMG! Back to the Future's past is your future!
Yes, I was going to ask, what do you think about this sea serpent scare?
Did one of your experiments escape the lab?
My word, no! It's been all over the news. Sightings of a beast off the coast of Breaker City.
A sea serpent? What, like the Loch Ness Monster or Let Loose the Kraken?
Hard to say. The term sea serpent has mostly been associated with huge dragon-like creatures. But as a matter of scientific fact, a serpent can be any size.
Scientific, of course, being in air quotes.
I'm merely repeating what I've heard. According to reports, the bodies of bathers who were bitten showed signs of having been poisoned.
Poisoned in their own bath?
Bath? No, they were in the sea.
The bathers were in the sea?
Yes, the bathers were bathing in the sea.
They were taking a bath in the sea?
No, they were bathing.
In the sea?
Yes.
In their birthday suits?
No, in their bathing suits.
They were taking a bath in their bathing suits?
No, they were bathing in their bathing suits.
In the sea?
We interrupt our regular program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Oh, thank God.
Breaker City. The body of another bather was brought ashore by lifeguards this afternoon. The bather, a man about 50, showed signs of distress while swimming approximately 300 feet offshore. His cries for help were immediately answered by lifeguards who rushed to his rescue. However, when brought to shore, he failed to respond to efforts of respiration and died on his way to the hospital. Doctors who examined the man reported finding marks upon the man's leg resembling snake bites. They contend that the man did not drown, but died from the effects of poison. Late news dispatches will be given over this station as received. We continue now with our regularly scheduled program.
Snake poison?
Venom.
What?
Venom is injected into you. Poison is something you swallow. So unless the dude was swapping spit with a sea serpent, it was venom.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Since when are sea serpents my problem?
You are the pink beetle.
Hey! My philosophy is, if you go into the woods and are attacked by a bear, it's his home, you deserve it. Same with the ocean. If you don't want sharks biting off your leg, stay on the beach.
You aren't in the least bit curious to find out more about this mysterious sea serpent, even as a patrol woman?
I'm like a rookie beat cop. My territory doesn't extend beyond the city limits. I don't even have jurisdiction on the north side, which sucks because they got the best cannolis up there.
With your stellar reputation, you could ask the commissioner to let you and your partner, Officer Madigan, take a run over to Breaker City and see what you can uncover.
Trip to the beach on the clock.
The sea air will do you good.
Okay, you talked me into it.
Are you wearing the poison detector ring I gave you?
Can I trade it in for a venom detector ring?
Let's just say they're the same thing, shall we?
So this kid show has zero educational value then, huh?
Remember, the stone on the ring turns from green to yellow in the presence of poison.
Like a mood ring? Hey, the mood ring just turned blue. That means I'm relaxed, calm, and at peace.
Actually, that's probably from the lead pipes in my laboratory. Might want to give it a good scrub before you wear it.
Well, it sure is dark driving through these pine woods, and the rain don't make driving any easier.
Don't worry. It's 1940. This whole area will become suburban sprawl once the war ends.
What war?
Don't make any travel plans to Hawaii next December.
You know, it seems kind of strange to be working on a case in civvies. They don't feel right somehow. I guess I miss the feel of the shine of my police badge.
I miss the weight of my police-issue Colt revolver, which is much less regulated in 1940.
Well, that goes without saying. Hey, now, there's a light ahead.
Do you think it's a Stuckey's? I could totes go for some pecans.
Nah, there must be a lake house. Maybe they can put us up for the night. We can drive over to Breaker City in the morning.
Separate rooms, though. An unmarried man and woman should never share a room together.
Oh, well, of course.
I don't want to tolerate the gross sleeping habits of a guy I'm not even hooking up with.
Yes. I'll pull in the driveway so you can run in and see if they can take care of us.
Oh, sure. I get to run out into the rain. Do I look like a water beetle to you?
Beetle?
Oh, right. You don't know my secret identity.
What's this now?
Never mind.
Wet outside, isn't it?
Yeah. I could shake out here in the lobby like a dog just out of the bath.
Having a pleasant evening?
Yeah.
Traveling far?
No.
Are you alone or with a companion?
Companion.
Been this way before?
No.
Took the train or drove?
Hey, officer, how about we end the interrogation and let me ask a question?
All right. If you don't care to partake in small talk, how might I help you?
See, you got another question.
I'm an inquisitive person.
Okay, look, me and my friend decided to stop for the night and stay here. You the guy who can make that happen?
I am the owner of this hotel. In fact, I own several hotels around the lake here. But to answer your question, no.
No?
No.
What is the no in answer to?
Your question.
My question. What did I ask? What? Travel far, alone, companion,
We are all filled up.
Oh, you don't have any rooms available?
We are all filled up.
What are you, Disneyland resorts? There are blackout dates I needed to know about.
What can I say? We're having the best season we've ever had.
Really? Here in the middle of nowhere?
Here at Pine Manor Lake? Yes.
Of course! Because why drive a few more miles up the road to the ocean when you can swim in a lake covered in slimy algae that smells like decaying fish?
Better than facing a sea serpent. Haven't you heard the news? The scare seems to be keeping people away from the seashore. But one man's misfortune is another man's gain. We seem to be getting the business that usually goes to the seashore.
Oh, so you're Universal Studios Orlando getting the Disney World runoff.
I don't care how it happened. I just care that all my rooms are full. You have a good night now.
That's the first time I've been kicked out of a hotel without threat of police escort or a lifetime ban.
Hey, Madison, I got me a swell room overlooking the ocean, and only $4 for a double.
Yeah, I know. They gave me the room next to you.
So, we're neighbors then?
Actually, no. We're the only guests in the hotel, so I moved to the bridal suite.
Bridal suite? All to yourself?
Not for long if I played my cards right with that bellboy.
You hungry? How about a bite to eat before we turn in?
Good idea. Load up on carbs before I start burning calories.
Looky here. A coffee shop. Let's go in. After you.
Thank you.
What'll it be?
Maybe I should wait until later and order room service.
Room service is stopping here in about 30 minutes when the bellboy goes off duty.
Perfect.
Well, I'm hungry. How about some java? A piece of apple pie, a la mode, and a slice of cheese.
Right away.
I'm sorry. Apple pie plus ice cream? Yes. Apple pie plus cheese? An unholy union that should be banished into the very depths of hell.
And what about you trying all the time to order yogurt? Oh, by all means, serve me up some milk fermented in bacteria.
Fermented. And if you invest in it, like I said, by the 70s, you'll be a millionaire.
If you're meaning the 1970s, I'll be in my 70s, and I won't be able to enjoy the millions anyway.
You would if your diet included yogurt.
Say, look through that window out there on the boardwalk. Isn't that Joan Mason of the Chronicle?
Oh, yeah, running this way. Aw, she's gonna scuff those cute shoes.
I think she's got a reason to be running. Look, there'll be a man following her. Come on, Madison!
But then I'll scuff my cute shoes!
Hurry!
Hey! Let go of her!
Madison Standish!
Take the hands off that girl!
And Officer Mannigan!
Beat it, you two, or I'll crack
you. You and who else? Drop that gun!
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you like this?
Oh! After him, Madison! I can't run! He got me in the leg!
Is it bad?
Nope. Just a flesh wound.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
What?
Get him, Madison.
I better stay here and look after you and Miss Mason.
No, you must stop him.
Let me try that again. I better stay here and look after you and Miss Mason. Because he has a gun and I don't, remember? Our guns are still in the car.
Oh, right.
Drop the gun. And you're not even armed.
Well, in all the excitement, you know, get... got carried away.
Well, anyway, I was never so glad to see anyone in my life as I am to see you two.
You okay?
Yes, but Officer Mannigan can't even walk.
I'll be all right. Madison will lend me a shoulder to lean on.
I can't hold up your dead weight.
We gotta get him into the hotel and call a doctor.
Hang on. You wait here with him. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I know a particularly strong bellboy.
Bellboy?
He provides, room service.
So, Joan, you say you talked with one of the lifeguards who made some of these rescues?
Yes, I told them I was investigating the sea serpent story for the Chronicle.
Refill?
No.
You sure? It's the bridal suite, so it's complimentary champagne.
I'm fine, thank you.
So, what'd the lifeguard say?
He said that in each case, he'd seen something that looked like a serpent's tail lash out of the water just before the victim cried for help.
Anyone else seen it?
Not any of the people I spoke to.
Weird.
Yes, isn't it?
Where'd the guy that was following you come from?
From a restaurant on the boardwalk. Why are you turning off the lights?
Mood lighting. So the dude was in the restaurant?
Yes. He came in while I was eating and followed me when I left. It's... awfully dark in here now.
I got candles. So, sea serpent scare. Practical joke?
Doesn't look like a joke to me. Mr. Down, the owner of this hotel, is ready to commit suicide. He's losing thousands of dollars every day.
Did you know that the reports of an epidemic of businessmen committing suicide during the 1929 stock market crash has been proven false?
Oh, is that so?
The 2007 to 2009 Great Recession, though? Thousands of suicides. Capitalism. Am I right?
Say, what about Officer Madigan?
Throw him on a train and ship him back to the city. Doctor said it wasn't serious, but I'm not lugging his wounded butt through this whole investigation.
Right. How about meeting me out on the pier tomorrow? They're pulling in a fishing net at sunrise, and they may catch a sea serpent.
Sunrise, though? Can't we push it a little later? Because I might be busy until sunrise.
Well, sunrise is when they'll be pulling up the net.
All right, I'll be there. I bet someone can give me a wake-up call. Hello, someone.
Good evening. I have your room service.
Joan, he has my room service.
Your room service?
Yes, my room service.
Oh, your room service. See you tomorrow morning, then. Bye now.
Your room service is melting.
Oh my God, my hot fudge sundaes. Put them by the bed.
We better hurry, Madison. They're starting to haul in the net.
I'm right behind you. Go.
Are you all right?
Should have let him eat the second sundae off of me. But I do love chocolate. Oh.
Say, there's Mr. Down. I want you to meet him. Morning, Mr. Down.
Oh, hello, Miss Mason.
This is Madison Standish.
Hey there. Oh.
Are you all right?
This may be a case of death by chocolate. Or at least, indigestion by chocolate. Oh.
Well, seems like both of us are feeling rather ill today.
You seem down in the mouth.
You'd be down in the mouth if everything you strive for is gradually slipping away from you.
I understand you're financially interested in Breaker City.
I own the Sunset Hotel, for one thing.
You do? I must commend you for your bellboy staff.
Thank you. Although I am close to laying them off.
I did that last night.
Pardon?
This sea serpent business is making it tough for you?
Tough is not the word.
Well, don't you worry. I'm on special assignment from the New York City Police Department investigating this case.
Oh, are you? Well, I certainly hope you can clear up this mystery. It's costing us hotel and concession owners thousands of dollars a day to keep open. There's no business except day excursionists.
Right. Keep the beaches open. We depend on tourist dollars.
Well, precisely, yes. Suppose you and Miss Mason come with me. I want you to meet Professor Meredith. He's an authority on fish and such things, and he's in charge here.
I'd like to meet him after I vomit over here in these bushes. If you two will excuse me.
All right, boys. We can begin hauling in the net.
Professor Meredith!
Oh, good morning, Mr. Down.
I'd like to have you meet Miss Mason of the Chronicle. And Miss Mason, where did Miss Standish go?
Here she comes.
Ugh, I hate vomiting. That whole, am I gonna? No? Yes, I'm gonna? But then you do, and you feel so much better after, am I right?
Miss Standish, I'd like to have you meet Professor Meredith.
I'd shake your hand, but I could use a wet towelette first.
I'm happy to meet you.
These your guys pulling in the net?
Yes, the lifeguards offered to assist me.
Who's that dude over there? Tall one, dark hair, kind of floating the Hasselhoff?
Oh, him. That's Ed Nash.
Madison, he's the man who...
Yeah, I know. Shut it.
I beg your pardon?
That was not for your ears. Stop for a minute. Is the world revolving around you?
How long will it be before you pull up the net?
They're pulling it up now. In a moment, we will discover if our haul contains the sea serpent.
My business is counting on it.
All right, men. Bring the net over to the pier.
Here's it up.
Watch it.
Keep the sides up. We don't want to lose any fish.
Okay, here she comes.
That's quite a haul.
Plenty of fish, Professor, and aren't those sharks there?
But that's not our shark. Look at the bite radius.
A what?
We aren't looking for a shark. We're looking for a sea serpent.
Oh, come on. I'm the cop from New York City. And the professor, he's the ocean expert guy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and you're the mayor who wants to keep the beaches open no matter how many Alex Kittners get chewed up. You knew it was dangerous, but you let people go swimming anyway.
Madison?
No signs of the serpent, Professor. Just fish.
What's the use? I might as well admit we're licked and close up.
What? You can't give up. You and the town gotta hire some crazy old drunk guy who spent his life killing sharks.
Sea serpents.
Sea serpents to go out and hunt it down and, in a moment of irony, die by the very beast he seeks.
Well, I'm going to see if it's still there.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to find out if these waters are safe for bathers.
Mr. Down, you're not thinking...
Yes, I am. I'm going into that water. If the sea serpent is there and wants human flesh, he can have mine.
Madness!
What have I got to lose? I have no family. Everything I have is invested in this beach. If I can bathe here, so can everybody else. I'm going to get it over with.
The mayor is going to throw himself into the shark-infested water? This is totally off script.
Stop him!
He's gone crazy with worry. Madison, do something!
Me? My Jaws character is afraid of water!
You! Lifeguards! Grab him!
Hey, you! Stop!
Oh, there he goes, right off the pier! Madison, go after him!
He made his own life choices.
The lifeguards will get him.
Madison, we know one of those lifeguards.
Ah, jeez, all right.
You could use that rowboat by the pier.
Let's hope the rowing machine at the gym is a transferable skill.
Hey, help me over here!
Look, one of the guards is calling for help.
Mr. Down is swimming away from the guards.
He's heading for Madison's rowboat, which she's rowing in a circle?
She's only using one oar.
Mr. Down is trying to grab onto the side of the rowboat.
You're gonna tip over the boat!
There's the other oar. She's hitting him with it.
One of the lifeguards just grabbed Mr. Down.
Come over there, help me there!
He's trying to help Down into the boat.
Grab the boat!
No, don't grab the boat!
Madison just threw him a life preserver. No, wait, that was her shirt.
The lifeguard let go of Mr. Down, and now Mr. Down is sinking.
Both of the lifeguards have abandoned Down and are trying to retrieve Madison's shirt.
Mr. Down is gone. The serpent has got him. Oh, I know it.
What is the slimy thing that lurks in the waters off of Breaker City? Is it really a sea serpent? Will Madison get her shirt back from the lifeguards? And if she does, can she solve this mystery, or will the pink beetle have to go into action?
Okay, I get it. You came to hear a superhero story, and here we are at the act break, and you're like, Madison, you totes lied to us. You're not a superhero. If anything, you're a lackluster cop who likes to screw bellboys. I hear your criticisms, but this is a 1940s kids show. They didn't have quick, flashy Saturday morning cartoons yet, okay? If little children can have patience, so can you.
I gotta do one of these things again. This is Canary of the Canary PI audio drama. I'm just a run-of-the-mill PI trying to make a buck for his next corned beef sandwich. A magnet for the strange. A lure for the macabre. Sometimes the worst kind of monsters are very human. Other times, it's unexplainable. Peculiar short stories with a revolving cast of colorful characters. Say that 10 times fast. Mixing noir, horror, mystery, and drama. Reach us at rpcanarypi.carrd.co or look up Canary PI in your favorite search engine. Gotta go. Lunch is here.
Hey, where's the pickle?
At the Breaker City Hospital, Madison Standish and Joan Mason are waiting outside one of the private rooms for Professor Meredith.
Dr. Bruce, telephone, please. Dr. Bruce, telephone, please.
How is he, Professor? Did the lifeguards get him out in time?
Mr. Down is dead.
Dead? Was it too late after they fought over Madison's shirt?
I was trying to throw Mr. Down something to stay afloat. I figured the shoulder pads in my 1940s blouse would keep him above water.
Mr. Down didn't die from the effect of submersion. He died from the effect of a poisonous
venomous
bite. There were 2 punctures on Mr. Down's leg, like those left by the fangs of a fairly large serpent.
I was in a rowboat right there, and I didn't see any serpent in the water.
The lifeguards said you were shouting, "I'll never let you go, Jack, but there's no room for you on this door. Suck it."
She was right to do it, you know. I wouldn't sacrifice myself for a guy I only had a one-night stand with. By those rules, I should be marrying the bellboy.
What else did you learn about the serpent's bite, Professor?
Well, Miss Mason, it's strange how the effects of that serpent's bite is exactly like the bite of a cobra. The reactions are identical.
Could it be a water moccasin?
Well, you don't find water moccasins in the ocean. And their venom doesn't work in the same way. It works on the blood. Cobra venom works on the nerve center, paralyzes the muscles, controlling the act of breathing.
Professor, Wikipedia entry is right!
There aren't any cobras that live in the water, are there?
Oh yeah, they got some super venomous sea snakes related to cobras. Not in the Atlantic, but you guessed it, Australia. The part of the planet that is filled with keep out signs that humans completely ignore.
Well, I'm going back to the shore and pack up my things. Doesn't seem like there's much more to be done other than warning bathers to stay out of the water until this creature moves on.
Is it really that hopeless, Professor?
The loss of human life just isn't worth it.
What are you going to do now, Madison? Is your investigation over, too?
I'm going to go back to the city and see Dr. Franz.
Do you think he may be able to help?
No clue. But that's where I keep my pink beetle suit.
What?
What?
So, when are you coming back?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to avoid that bellboy. He's gotten really clingy. He was still there in the morning. Like, okay, show's over. Pack it up.
Well, I think I'll stay a while and see what else I can discover about this case for my newspaper.
Okay, but if you see the bellboy, tell him my heart will go on. Completely without him.
So you suspect the lifeguards are causing these deaths?
Shaw.
What makes you so sure?
When the lifeguards tried to put Mr. Down into the boat, your mood ring was bright yellow. Dang it, where is it?
Perhaps the poison it sensed was in Mr. Down's body.
Nah, because after they took him away, it was still yellow.
Something in the boat, then?
Let's just say it was yellow the entire time I was with the blonde lifeguard.
The entire...
I had to get my shirt back.
What are you looking for?
My pink beetle suit. I thought I left it here.
Yes, you did. I keep it here locked in my safe. You might say for safekeeping.
Oh, look. My mood ring is black, indicating anger.
Sorry. I left the radio on and it was playing a lot of Jack Benny. Here you are.
I'm going to go change into this in the bathroom. Superman uses a phone booth, which, honestly, I think I could pull off. After so many times changing into my clubbing clothes in the stall at work.
What about the man who tried to abduct Miss Mason and shot Manigan? Didn't you say he resembled one of the guards?
Yeah, he was the other lifeguard. Not as cute.
Does he know you recognized him?
Nah, I don't think so. Because the more I flirted with the blonde, the more he was getting jealous.
If he didn't recognize you, this could be a way of getting evidence to convict him in this larger case rather than a case of simple assault.
Simple assault? He shot Manigan in the leg.
Oh, I'll answer it. Turn that radio down, will you?
Sure.
Hello? Madison Standish? Yes, she's here. It's for you, Madison. Long distance.
Long distance? You old-timey people are so cute. Like they're calling from the moon or something. Yeah, hello. Pink Beetle here.
He asked for Madison Standish.
But I'm in the costume.
He can't see you.
Ah, I'm so used to FaceTime. I mean, Madison Standish here. To whom am I speaking? Oh, hi, Roger.
Who's Roger?
Bellboy. Did, Joan tell you where I was? Oh, Professor Meredith wanted you to call me. Why? Joan disappeared? And she hasn't checked out of the hotel? You want me to come to Breaker City right away? Stop repeating everything you're saying?
It is rather annoying.
Sorry, but this connection sucks. Look, I can't get back there myself, but I'll make sure the commissioner sends someone else right away. No, I'm not trying to avoid you. Oh no, a meteor is about to hit us. Gotta go!
What's the trouble, Madison?
This bellboy is reaching stalker level.
I meant with Joan Mason.
Oh, looks like someone kidnapped her. So I'm gonna head up there and save the day and all that.
But you just said you weren't going there.
Right. Madison Standish isn't. But the Pink Beetle is. Now, can I borrow your car keys? Even without rain, this road to Breaker City is like pitch black. Any minute now and a deer is going to jump out in front of the car. Which would be a change from the homeless people who do that in L.A.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, a hitchhiker in the middle of the dark and secluded woods. Well, I should be safe in my super suit, so let's see how this plays out. Need a ride?
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Gee, you going to a masquerade in that costume?
Yeah. As the Pink Beetle.
Pink Beetle? I've heard of the Blue Beetle.
Oh, you've heard of the Blue Beetle. Well, what do people say about the Blue Beetle?
Not a lot. Just that he's a cop whose dad was killed by a criminal, and that he has a suit of armor that's bulletproof. But no superpowers like Superman or anything.
Well, not in 1940. But he's got some cool inventions from his mad scientist doctor friend, though, right?
Yeah, he always manages to have some invention that's convenient for the plot. Hey, that's a cool ring.
Shut up.
So, where are you going?
Just for a drive, you know.
In that costume?
It's not polite to ask about people's fetishes. Like, I haven't said one thing about that giant stick you're carrying.
Oh, this? It's for catching snakes. Here, you see the fork end on it?
Okay, well, that's a hobby.
Actually, I sell them.
Sell them?
Yeah.
Who buys them?
Oh, a couple of fellas. Back there in the woods.
Back there in the woods. Do I hear dueling banjos?
I don't hear nothing.
What do the fellas do with the snakes? Eat them?
Eat them? Folks don't eat rattlesnakes.
So you catch rattlesnakes alive and sell them?
Sure. Dead rattlers ain't no good to them fellas.
OMG! Did I just stumble across an illegal reptile trade? Aw, man, I don't have time to bust the racket. I'm already dealing with a venomous sea serpent with fangs like a... snake. Say, Cletus.
My name's Randy.
Sure it is. If I gave you a dollar, do you think you could take me to those fellas you mentioned?
Oh, sure I can. But you don't have to pay me no dollar. I'll take you there for nothing.
You're a real businessman there, Randy. Hang on!
Jeez, lady, I think you might be crazy.
You discovered my superpower! Woohoo!
So, Miss Mason, it is very unfortunate for you that you got as far as you did with your investigation. I am sure your newspaper will miss your valuable services.
No, they won't. Female reporters aren't taken seriously. You know that.
You still might disclose the information you've discovered.
If I do, who will listen to me? Housewives? Their husbands will laugh in their faces.
And these husbands might take their wives on a vacation. A vacation to the seashore, perhaps? Until they are detoured to Pine Manor Lake after your body is found floating in the ocean. A victim of a poisonous sea serpent.
Venomous.
Poisonous, venomous. No one cares, Miss Mason.
That's because the sciences aren't valued in schools.
Enough. Ed. Joe.
Yeah, boss.
Wait, where's Joe?
The last I saw, he was with some blonde dame down at the beach.
This is what I get for hiring lifeguards whose entire skill set is knowing how to tan evenly.
Did you need something, boss?
Yes. Suppose we leave Miss Mason alone with Raja there for a while. She thinks there's not enough education available on poisonous snakes.
Venomous.
Either one would still hurt! So, why don't you introduce her to our 6-foot cobra? Open the cage.
No, you can't do that.
And just why not?
Because cobras are cold-blooded and need a heat source. It's essential for their metabolism, digestion, and overall health.
The pink beetle.
That's my personal sound effect. Yes, the pink beetle is going to nip harder than your cobra can strike.
Nip?
Yeah, you know, with my little pinchers. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
But you forgot one thing, Pink Beetle.
Yeah, what? Because I forget a lot of things.
That cobras eat beetles. Open the cage, Ed. Then dive out the window. I've got the Pink Beetle covered with his gun.
Save your bullets. You can't injure the Pink Beetle with his chain armor, which I assume is my beetle exoskeleton.
Oh, yeah? Well, I feel like this.
Pink Beetle, are you all right?
He knocked me on my back. I can't right myself. Ow, very unpleasant.
How about this, Pink Beetle? A rattlesnake around your neck. Ah!
You're throwing snakes now?
Pink Beetle, get up.
I'm working on it, woman.
That Pink Beetle's trapped with that rattlesnake. All she can do is just spin on her back.
Yeah, and like a rusty merry-go-round, spinning out of control at a playground, tossing children off of it left and right, I toss the snake back to you!
Take it off! Take it off! This poison will kill me!
Venom! Look out, Pink Beetle! Ed's opening the King Cobra's cage!
I'll paralyze him with my magic ray!
You have a magic ray?
Apparently! There, that'll hold Ed for a while.
Help me! Please help me!
All right.
Come here, Snakey, Snakey, Snakey.
There you go, back in your nice warm cage with a dead mouse. Ew. Okay, circle of life.
I'm gonna die. Get me to the hospital.
The Pink Beetle should let you die the same agonizing death your victims have died.
Oh, he'll die all right, Miss Mason, but not by venom.
The snake bit me.
More often than not, when a rattlesnake bites a human, they do what is called a dry bite, where they use their fangs as a defense, but don't actually utilize their venom.
Why is that?
Because using their venom is meant for creatures they wish to eat, like that little mouse there. Ew, it twitched. You see, the professor here is too big to be a meal, so he'll survive long enough for the law to put him to death. Go judicial system.
I've got to get back to the Chronicle and call in this scoop. And I know just the heading. Sea Serpent Host Exposed. Murderous Racket Smashed by the Pink Beetle.
Now that's some good clickbait.
So, Madison, how did the lifeguards operate? They couldn't take the cobra or the rattlesnakes into the water with them.
Yeah, no, okay. So they took the venom from the venom sacs of the snakes and put it into hypodermic needles taped together. They were small enough to hide in the palm of their hands. Excuse me a sec, I gotta change.
But when did they inject the poison into...
Venom! Have you learned nothing?
Apologies. When did they inject the venom into their victims?
When they went to rescue them. Duh. Seems pretty obvious.
Ah, the two syringes taped together would look like a serpent's fangs.
Yup. Have you seen my purse?
Perhaps in the closet? But why did Professor Meredith, a man of science, do these horrific things?
The professor was being paid by the hotel owners on Pine Manor Lake to ruin tourism at the ocean so people would go to the lake instead. Ah, here's my purse.
And what of the lifeguards trained to save lives?
Money, 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 money.
Yes, I see.
Okay, did I spell everything out to wrap this up? Anything else you're not clear on?
Are you in a hurry? Where are you rushing off to?
I got a date. There he is. Do I look okay? Do I have helmet hair from the Pink Beetle mask?
No, you look fine.
Fine? Just fine?
Is anyone here?
Who's that?
Roger. Be right out, Roger.
Who's Roger?
The, bellboy.
I thought you were trying to avoid him.
Let's just say I had a craving for a hot fudge sundae.
Well, before you go, I was going to ask, what happened to all of those snakes in Professor Meredith's lab?
No clue. Later.
This just in. While the beaches reopen in Breaker City after the sea serpent rumors were debunked, another kind of serpent seems to be setting up shop at Pine Manor Lake. Hundreds of rattlesnakes have been spotted along its shores. Visitors are being barred from entry to the area as a rattlesnake sanctuary becomes established through an anonymous donor.
And so, another fiendish racket was smashed by the Pink Beetle. What will Madison Standish's next assignment be? Where will the Pink Beetle strike next in her crusade against the underworld? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Pink Beetle.
So what do you guys think? Should I be part of the DC Universe now or what? The Blue Beetle was created by Charles Nichols and first appeared in Fox Features comic Mystery Men No. 1 in 1939. The popular character moved to syndicated newspapers and then landed his own radio show, premiering in May of 1940, but only running until September of that same year. Part of the collection of lost superheroes when Fox Features was sold in the mid-1950s, by the 1960s, new stories were being published. From there, the Blue Beetle has gone through many owners and many resurrections, and today is part of the DC Library, including a 2023 film. The movie is a fun romp. Give it a watch. If anything, it shows that the Blue Beetle has not been forgotten.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon.
What? Like every other podcast out there?
Yes. For only $5 a month, you can get sneak peeks and Madison exclusives. But mostly, you're helping to support our little indie show. Link in the show notes. But I know it's hard to financially support all of your favorite shows. So really, if you could write us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or a shout out on your favorite socials, anything to help get the word out would mean so much. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish, a.k.a. The Pink Beetle, was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Other actors in the cast were Jeremy Sage as Dr. Franz, Chelsea Greer as Joan Mason, Scott R. McKinley as Professor Meredith, Paul Arbisi as Officer Manigan, James C. Taylor as Mr. Down, Scott Barry as Ed Nash, Drew Froben as the hotel clerk, Steve Jun as Randy, Jerry Kokich as Roger the Bellboy and the radio announcer, and Jonathan Winstead as your Pink Beetle announcer.